Praise the Lord. How are you doing tonight? Good, good. God is so wonderful, isn't he? We're going to do something a little different tonight, if that's okay. I'm going to need audience participation tonight. Is that okay? And we're going to try to have some fun, but also I want to kind of get a thought that I've been working on that I feel that I need to improve on. And I think if we all really look at ourselves, we all can improve on in an area. You know, Pastor has asked me on a number of occasions to come up with some leadership ideas, and which is great. I mean, I consider myself a leader not only in the church here. I'm a manager at my work. I've been involved in management for many years. So I have a little bit of experience on doing some of that stuff. So one of the tools I want to see, everyone has tools, some type of tool chest that you can use, pull from, and do things. If you're a carpenter, you got your saws, you got your tape measure, you got all these different things you use to do what you want, to build something or to make something. If you're a cook, you have your tools, you have your mixer, beaters, whatever, all that. So I'm not a cook, so I don't have to worry about that stuff. See? But we all have tools that we could use. One of the tools I like to use, and I wasn't very good at it before, is note taking. So the tools I want to talk about tonight is note taking, and I want to really express why is it important to take notes, because I think sometimes we miss out when we don't take notes. If you ever have been in a meeting with Sister Meadows, you will hear this. And the reason you hear this is because something's not happening. She will say to you, write it down. She's talking to you. She's asking you to do something. And you're looking at her straight on. You're hearing what she's saying. But she'll say, write it down. Because honestly, half hour later when you're out of the room, you're going to totally forget what was said. It happens all the time. And I'm going to talk a little bit before I get into scriptures and things like that, because I really believe that our Bible is a great big notebook. Okay, I'm done. Exactly my point. If they didn't write it down, how will we be able to go back and review what God did? How many days did it take God to create the world? Six. How did you know that? Learned it in Sunday school. Thank you, Sunday school. But it's in the Word of God. And people can't argue with it when you show them in the Word of God what it says. So anyway, note-taking is important. I'm going to talk about my personal experience first, then we're going to go into some things. When I was in high school, I never took notes. I could read the assignment, and it was easy. I could do the math. You know, once you learn how to math and reading and all this kind of stuff, you take a test, boom, good student, graduated in the top third of my class, you know. Probably could have done better if I worked harder. But the thing was, it came easy to me. But I wasn't a very good note taker. I didn't really take notes. Went to college, failed miserably because they throw so much information at you. And if you don't know how to take notes, you come to that test, you're like, we didn't study this. Where did this come from? And you're like, what happened? And it took me a while to realize that. But I felt like I was behind the ball. And then when I got older, I feel like my note-taking was kind of weak, but it's gotten better over time. And I think a lot of that here in the last few years where my notes taking has gotten better is due to our pastor, who I give a lot of credit to, because I'm not sure how many times he said it tonight. Write it down. I like for you to write it down. See, you pick up on these things. If you're hearing write this down, I would probably write it down. But it's not like we have a quiz or anything coming up later on. Unless you're in leadership training, make sure you're taking notes there, because we may have a quiz next one. Or ministerial training. That's had happened before. Pastor has said, before when do announcements or do something he has said. Now, take your notes from the last training. We're going to have a little pop quiz on it. If you didn't take notes, guess what? It'd be hard to have an open book test when you don't have no notes. But, again, go back to the importance of the note taking. I think one of the things it does for me, and I think it helps all of us, it helps you to remember or trigger something in your memory when you review your notes. So, again, my memory is not as good as it used to be. Sometimes I hear things, I hear it wrong, I hear it differently, and if I have to write it down, and I try really hard to take good notes so that when I go back and look at it and review, and from my personal experience, after a Sunday service, Sundays are very long days for me. I take notes during the service. So because on later in the week, I usually meet with pastor, and one of the things I have is an accountability report that I provide pastor, and the idea is in there is summary of how the service went. So 2 or 3, 4 days later when I'm sitting down to do the accountability report, I can't go by my memory. Because from Sunday to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there's a lot of things that happen. I go back to my notes from the Sunday message, review those, and then I can create the accountability report. So that's what the benefits of taking notes is. It helps you remember things and trigger things. How many remember your birthday? Okay, a few hands went up. Maybe you don't want to remember your birthday. Exactly. That's exactly my next point. What day was it and what time was it? One person knows. How do you know that? Your mom told you. And you remember it. Inside information. I have no clue on what day it was outside the fact that my mom said it was Easter Sunday. Okay? But that was many years ago, 1964. But if I really wanted to find out what time and what day and what hour I was born, all I could do is pull out my birth certificate, and the doctors kept notes of things. And they create this form called a birth certificate that tells you when things happen. Notes are being taken all the time. We went to the doctor today to check on what's going to happen with Rhonda's surgery. What did the doctor do? He took notes. He wrote notes about what he's going to do because, you know what, when it comes time to do that surgery, he's going to refer back to his notes or what he's supposed to be doing so he can take care of the right situation. People take notes all the time. Would you trust a doctor who did not take notes? Will we trust anybody that they're not? Our life is in their hands. Would you trust them if you're not taking notes? Or question if you, I think that's another thing. I think notes taking is important. When you're taking the notes, you go back, like I said, goes back and you can review and trigger something in your memory. You remember things. Who remembers our speaker from last week? What was his name? Chris Green. How did you know that? Because Pastor said that? Typed his name. If you took notes on that, you saw it was it was on the announcement last week. It was also in the title, and if you took notes, when I take notes, one of the things I do is put the title of the message, who's the speaker, and then my notes. So you have that idea, you refresh. Last night, those who were at Sunday school training last night, Sister Angela, you cannot answer this. What was the title of the handout she handed you? "89 Ways to Use Plastic Tablecloths." Exactly right. He just stuffed out the little plastic. But you know what? Everyone else that was there, they were like, I wrote down in my notes. That's why I knew it. I had to review my notes from last night so I could do this tonight. See how easy that comes in handy? Exactly. Life application. When we take our notes, we can come to things. You know, those who grew up in the church, you know, I didn't grow up into the truth. I grew up in another denomination. But we had classes that we would go to. We learned things. So I knew things from that. So when I hear certain things, it brings back those memories. But if you're not, I always learned, if you read in the Bible, and we'll read there first, Sister Gwen, Genesis chapter 7, verses 2 through 3. Before you put it up there, we always learned in Sunday school class that the animals went in two by two, right? That's what I was learning. There's a male and a female, two by two. But the scripture did say they went in two by two. However, the part that's missed out is that when it says, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and the beasts that are not clean by two. So we're taught from little kids that there was only one dog or, you know, two dogs, a female and a male. But there was always more, unless it was an unclean animal. Clean animals were in seven. There were seven pair, right, in a sense. So they had a male and a female. And then it goes on to read, and I mentioned about not clean by two, male and his female. Of fowls also by the air, by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. Now, if we just listen to our Sunday school teachers, which are wonderful people, we can miss out. But if we go to the Word of God, we actually see what God said and how it was done. That's why I consider the Bible, in a sense, a giant notebook. It explains things, how things happened and how things were done. And I know I guarantee we have a pastor who is a Bible scholar. I throw out a verse, he'll probably be a boom, being a former Bible quizzer, and Brother Aaron can do that. And I'm not. I know stuff's in there, but there's something I have to go search it out. I love the search feature of some of these Bible apps. I love, go to Google is my friend. But the Ten Commandments. We know there's ten. They're called the Ten Commandments. But can you name them in order? I'll make it easier for you. Deuteronomy chapter 5. If you start there in Deuteronomy chapter 5, you can read through it, and it shows the order of the Ten Commandments. And they're broken down in a specific manner. If you notice, the first few of those are our relationship with God. And then the next is, you know, how we need to kind of behave socially. And then the final ones are about how we're to treat other people. We're not supposed to covet after. So there's an order. And it goes through those. So I'm not going to read through them, but it goes back to what I was saying before. There, it refreshes memories and, you know, songs. You hear a song, it brings back a memory. To me, songs are kind of like a note in a mental note in your head. But also note with church, where I see note taking very important in this church is that when pastor or whoever's up here speaking, they are imparting information to us. Information that God has given to pastor to help us to grow. Help us to be better. Help us when a situation comes upon in our life. We may be sitting here tonight and everything perfectly fine. The world is just blue skies, sunny, perfect temperature. Everything's great. And you're thinking, you know what, I'm all right. All is good. I don't really need to. You know, that message is awesome. But if you're taking notes and there may be something said and you wrote it down, a week from now, your world may be turned upside down. And something's going to trigger in your mind. And then you can go back to that message you heard, or when you're taking notes, you see in that message where God promises that he's going to be beside you. He's going to go with you through whatever situation you're going through. It's things like that trigger. Then that helps you, because usually when you take the notes in the church, there's always a scripture reference to it. You can go back to that scripture and read and get more encouragement. So that's why I highly encourage people to take notes. And I was one of those people. I'm not a very good note taker. I can't take notes and listen to the pastor at the same time. Yes, you can. You can train yourself. You don't have to write down word for word everything that's said. Most of my notes are little jots, little thing. If you want to learn shorthand, that'd probably be a great way to do that. Do they even teach shorthand anymore? I know that's something the secretaries used to do with shorthand, when their bosses would interpret to them what they needed to do so they can write, type up his notes.
But what I'm saying is, from in a church, you don't need to write everything that the pastor's saying. Just write points. Because when you see it again, it's going to trigger, your mind's going to be triggered. And we don't get things in the first time. Our brain, for whatever reason, we hear it and it captures it, but we don't really get it until we get it repetitive and hear it over and over. And that's where your notes can help you. It can help you from that standpoint when you go back and review what God said or what you felt. I hear, and I can kick myself for this, is last year Sister Meadows talked about the doing journals, you know, writing things down. And I started doing that, and then I stopped. I wish I wouldn't have stopped because things happen. I need to get back into that, start doing that again, because you're thinking about the things God did for you, the blessings, and you can remember things on what happened. You know what? You may have been having a horrible day on March 27th, 1982, but if you had that notes from your journal, you could look at it, but you know what? Oh, this is what God did. This is how God got me through that. So when it happens again, you know where to go through to, you can understand what you need to do to get out of that situation again. So that's why one of the things I feel like note-taking is important for us as Christians that we need to be doing is because it gets us into, even when we're reading the Bible, we're reading the Word of God, and we see something that just jumps out at us, we should stop, make a little note. I've seen Pastor's Bible. He has things going all over the place, pointing to scriptures and doing all this different things. But you know what? There's a reason for it. Something in there struck him, so he did that. And I'm guilty of using my iPad too much to read the Bible. I keep telling myself I need to get my Bible off the shelf so I can start writing in it again. I actually pulled it down about a week ago here and was looking at the notes when I first got in church that I wrote in there. They weren't nothing fancy. But they were in there where I had written things and made comments. And it's like, man, I kind of remember those things now. And that's been 30-some years ago. That comes back to your memory. And so, again, that's why I think it helps us. Note-taking can help us grow spiritually. It can help us grow personal, but also spiritually, because it helps us to understand things when we go through things. I think too many times when something happens to us, we shut up and we get this thing where we feel like the world's going to fall down on me and that there's no hope for me, that there's nothing I can do. But when you realize something, God loves you and He's given you the answer in His Word. And when we find notes and we go through and we find His notes on how to get around, get out of that situation, you just feel so much better. You feel good because you know what, Lord, you said you put nothing on me that I could not handle. And I know I'm paraphrasing it, but he promises that He's going to be there with us. When we're serving Him and loving Him, He is going to be right there with us. It's a note that He's given us that we can reference back to, that He's there with us. Another thing I like about note-taking, it keeps us in touch on what is happening. Keep notes, you know what's going on. Like I mentioned before, we have, when we meet with Sister Meadows, or we meet with Pastor, or when we have our staff meeting and we take our notes, a lot of times we have our action list. And then halfway through before the next meeting, next staff meeting, we have a midterm review of our action list. If you didn't take notes, and if Sister Peggy wasn't so kind to send out that action list to us, she helps us. Because if we didn't take notes, we probably forgot about our action list. And then we get that, and we're like, I don't remember all this. But it gives us help. The note-taking helps us to work on the things that we need to be working on. It helps us grow. And then it also, again, I also say this. Our action list doesn't supersede what someone's told us to do. But our action list is there to help us to do what we need to do, get through to the next time. But it's there. It's a reminder because, you know, like I said, just a little quick jot. Like I said, Brother Dinkins, you need to order windows. Well, okay. But if I forgot and I didn't order the windows, by the next meeting, they're going to say, Brother Dinkins, did you order those windows? I don't remember. Was I supposed to order those windows? But my note said, yeah, you're supposed to order those windows, which, by the way, the windows were ordered. But I'm just saying, we can use it in our note-taking as a tool in our everyday life. I use it a lot. Again, there's so many different ways of you can use note-taking, so many tools out there. One of the things I do to help me for prioritizing tasks and things, and I'm going to use Pastor as an example. Pastor, how many emails do you have in your email inbox?
Well, I raised about 13,000 a few months ago, but I've only got a mere 1,400 now.
Okay, 1,300 emails. That would drive me crazy. If my phone goes off and I get a bing unread message, I'm freaking out. I see like Rhonda's phone, like all these unread messages. Like, how do you do that? You know, I just don't understand that. And like I said, same thing with these pastors, 13, 14 emails in there. And they're important, and he's saving them for a reason. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Pastor. I use my inbox in a different manner. I use my inbox as my to-do list. So if I get an email and it says, you know, you need to do this, or Brother Dinkins, I need this taken care of. I keep it in my inbox until it's completed because I look at that all the time. So once I complete that, I move it to a folder that I have created, completed, and then whatever the category was. And so if there's stuff in my inbox, I do it for work. I do it for personal life. I do it for just about everything that I do. I use my inbox in my email as my to-do list. Because it's always with me, it moves around with me, and I see it there all the time. And I want to make sure I stay on top of it. So that's why when I see other people's mailboxes and they got all these unread messages, it would drive me crazy. It's like a cluttered desk. I can't operate in a cluttered desk. It's just how I operate, I guess. And I know there are people that can do that, and that's fine. But that's just one of the tools I use in my inbox. There's so many different tools out there that you can use for note-taking. You can use for tasks, to keep lists of your tasks and keep track of things. The one of the things I used to, you know, I used to have those who send out the outreach report to me. When you send your outreach report to me, would have you email or text it to me. You can't sort texting. So I've asked them to send it to my email. That way it stays in my email. It's there, so then when I do the report, I can just pull it over and copy it right over. Because in my text, I got to scroll through and try to find it. And I get a ton of text from work, from people here at the church. And I'm going to ask Bertim, I'm going to give you my email address so you can send me that picture. I always have a hard time finding that when you send me the... So thank you. I just remember that. SteveDinkins@gmail.com. So if you could send that to me there from now on there. And the only reason I say that is by the time I get to it, I've got so many texts and trying to find that it takes me more time than it needed to. It's just something I'm just my craziness. But anyway, the tools you can use for your note-taking, there are so many different tools out there that you can use. I use my iPad. I have an application on my iPad that I use that I can get on my Mac. It also goes on, it copies it over because I put it on the iCloud. It goes to my phone. So if I'm out somewhere and I get a call, let's say pastor gives me a call, says, Brother Dinkins, can you tell me about blah, blah, blah? I usually have it because it's either if I'm at home, I can get it on my iPad, or if I'm at my computer, I can get it on my Mac, or I can get it on my phone because that stuff shares everything. So it makes it easy for me to to work. So that collaboration when you take your notes, you know, finding something that where you can use that and it would help you. So if you're in a situation, if you're always, I used to try to handwrite things, but if I handwrite quick, I can't read my writing later on. I don't know what I said. I'll be perfectly honest. Yes. But then, or you lose that notepad, and you can't find it. But again, because this is another crazy thing that I do when I'm taking notes. If I take a note and it's on a piece of paper, I'll take a picture of it and send it to myself. That way, I don't want to lose it. So it's an idea. It's something that I do to help me to stay on top of my whatever my duties are, whatever's asking me. It's a tool that I use with note taking. I can go back right now and pull up our meeting last night that we had at the Sunday school and look at the highlights of what was said. I did a little informal survey yesterday, just me looking at everybody else. I saw very few notes being taken. It's something I noticed, and I'm not criticizing or anything like that. I'm just saying, now when it comes time to decorate your room, what are you going to do? I'm just saying, just asking. Or, I mean, that's just, again, that's just how I think. And I'm going to give Pastor all the credit for it, because since he's been here, how many times does he ask us to take notes or write this down? Because I think he also understands the value of note-taking. And I just want to reiterate what I said earlier, is it's to help us grow. It's not for his benefit that we're taking notes. It's for ours. He's imparting words to us and encouragement to us so that when we are going through something, we can go back and see. That's the benefit of it. It's not, and I'll be, when in school, I hated taking notes. I thought, why do I need to do this? I know this. I understand this. But, you know, you forget things. How many times have you done something and you think about, okay, what was I supposed to do? How many times have you been on the phone, you're talking to somebody, like, and you're looking for your phone? Have you ever done that? So how do you expect to remember something that happened a week ago? You can't even find out your phone when it's right at your ear. Rhonda, where's my phone at? I can't find it. So anybody here have some ideas on what you do when you take notes? Any ideas? Peggy, you were a secretary. Did you have to learn shorthand? No, I've seen Sister Christy. I wish Sister Christy Collins was here, because I see her write. I can't read it at all. It looks like it's probably shorthand. I'm not sure if it is or isn't, but it just looks like the way it's done. Remember? Share it, and that's the nice thing about writing it down, or however you want to do it. When you do share it, it's legible. If you see my writing, it's especially if I'm in a hurry type of thing. And I have no...
You're kind of brainstorming here a little bit with this. I'll take my notes even from the iPad and sometimes sit in a restaurant or at the house, and I started a thought and didn't have time to finish it. I'll go and I'll fill in my notes, because it's easy to do that, especially digital notes. And really spend some time in them, fattening them up, filling out thoughts that I started, so that the next time I come to read them, it's much easier to understand because I did a little cleanup work.
Exactly. Another thing I'll do is, like, I'll be doing something and a thought will pop in my head, and I promise you I won't remember it if I don't write it down. God will give me an idea or a topic or something to work on or prepare for, that I'll have to write it down. And I've done that. I've been in, you know, being in a service and pastors preaching, and it'll be like, you know what, that resonated with something I was already thinking about. So I would write it down and that kind of stuff, because it's to help us. It's to encourage us to, so we can be stronger. And I look through the Bible, 66 books in there, a lot of information. And we go to the ones we memorize. You know, we can Acts 2:38. We can go to those we know. And if I say Jesus wept, and you know Jesus cried, and yeah, that's found out where. See? But it's different things like that. I mean, I think note taking is good. It's there for us. And in today's, and I think in today's society, when people, everyone's in a hurry, in a rush. And a lot of times, just quick little notes you can write to somebody. Facebook is a wonderful thing if you want to communicate and do things. But I see Facebook more. I use Facebook more for myself is to just communicate how much I love my wife. You know, wishing her happy birthday so the world will know. There for all eternity. To check on how my grandkids and my daughter and all them are doing. But I think it's there, and I like to keep it positive on there. Keep it positive, because there's too much negativity going on in the world, and I just like to keep it positive. And Sister Esther, the stuff you've been posting lately, I'm loving it. Just things that we could do to be better. So, I mean, we use those things. Again, those are just a little note. The short, quick ones are what I like. I'll be honest, if I see something this long, you lost me after the. You lost me. I'm sorry. I have apparently a short attention span. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to close here. Hopefully. Like some of the tools and examples, like I said, taking notes on like in your iPad. There's so many apps out there anymore that you, like I said, you can share. I have a couple on here that I use. Pages, I like Pages, and it's, you can do different things with that. And I got a new like calendar thing called. It's a new calendar app that I have that also has a section for tasks and for notes. You can put notes at work. If I have my iPad, I can see what's going on today, and then like I have a notes section here, and I just keep my notes, and it just puts them in order for me. And then if I want to go back later on to find out what was said or what happened, like I'll get texts from carriers, from our dispatch carriers. They'll say, "Hey, Steve, what's the code to this building?" Let me find my notes. So I have a section for that. I can go in that note. Okay, this building, this is the code to get into that building. Because I'm not going to remember stuff. I think I was telling Rhonda the other day, as a kid, I can remember phone numbers like crazy. I couldn't remember a phone number today to save my life. I think I can remember mine and Rhonda's. I don't know my kids' phone numbers. It's speed, you know, it's press a button. It's here's their number. I mean, but I remember that growing up, I can remember phone numbers, remember things, remember stuff like that. And now, as we get older, I don't know, I just can't do it. So that's why I think notes taking is important. So there's, like I said, if we take these tools and we use them, we can use them for our personal life to help us overcome some challenges that we have in our personal life with keeping on task and do things that we need to do. Keeping notes on those type of things, it keeps us on task, keeps us on target, so we can make sure we're not hit by surprises. And then the other thing it is that I think is more importantly, when we take notes during our services, it's going to help us grow in God. And that's the important thing, that each day that we are growing, that we're learning, and we can sit in a service and it can be a blowout service. You feel the Holy Ghost. You feel the Holy Ghost all over you, and you feel wonderful, and you feel great. And then, you know, three or four days later, you're wondering to yourself, what was that message title again? What was it called? What were some of the things he talked about? But if you have your notes, you can go back and see it. and you can feel that again and again. Another tool, I've know pastors use it in the past. I've tried, but I lost the tool to do it. It was one of those dictating things you can talk into. You talk into. I lost mine. Like I said, that's why I use these. And I just discovered my iPhone has that capability. Amazing. Amazing. Of course, I don't like the sound of my own voice when I hear it back. So, but anyway. But that's another tool you can use to help take notes. In the doctor's office today, he not only hand wrote down, but he dictated into his little recorder. So he can share, and then he could share that, upload that file, and share it with our primary physician, with Rhonda's primary physician. So there's, I mean, different tools you can use. And again, we record our services, and most of the time they're posted up on the website, so you can go back and listen to it. And, you know, that's a great thing. If you are taking notes, maybe you thought you missed something, you can always go and listen to it online. And then you can take notes while you're listening to it online and fill in those gaps like Pastor was talking about. So again, I think there's so much value in note taking. And I think as leaders in the church, and I consider everyone in here a leader, if we are witnessing to somebody around us, and we may not have our Bible, carrying our Bible with us, and they may ask a question about something, you're gonna say, you know what? Pastor just taught about that last Wednesday. Here, hang on a second. Pull up my notes right here. Oh. John 3:16 or whatever, or Acts 2:30, whatever it was, you can go right to it. And you know where it's at. And then you most like me, I'll with the Bible app on my phone and my iPad, I'll copy that scripture over into my notes. So it's right there with it. So I have it right there. It's all there. So again, I think we can use it the right way. I think it can benefit us greatly, both personally, but also spiritually. So in closing, I just want to thank you, and hopefully I gave you some tools that you could use to help take notes. And there will be a quiz here in a little bit, by the way, for those who took notes. Yeah, just have them turn back over to our pastor.
All right. Praise God. One of the best things that I learned in school, I learned many things. And to this day, many of them serve me well. But the thing that I probably used the most was my ability to take notes. Praise God. Now, if we had the time, we don't. But if we had the time, I could now pull up and give you thoughts from the Revival Summit last November. I could give you thoughts from the district conference statements. I could give you some quotes that Brother Cunningham said word for word from camp meeting. Just bring them up. That's a valuable thing. What you begin to have after a while is a gold mine of thoughts and inspiration. You sort of like, in a way, you build your own devotional book, as it were, where your book of encouragement that you go back to. Let me go back and just bring up some notes that I've been taking lately at church or camp or conference. And it's amazing. I've got notebooks now long before the digital world was born. I've got notebooks of notes that I was taking when I was a teenager. I was 14. I don't want to tell you how many years that was ago. Let's just say it was a few winters ago. I was taking notes as a teenager. And I can go back. I'll take a highlighter because it was in paper, of course. They didn't know what cell phones were, I don't think, in those days. If they did, they didn't tell us about it for another half a century or so. So anyway, take a highlighter and walk through the notes and highlight statements that stand out to me. Maybe unhook them from the notebook, stick them in my paper Bible that I still use, that big one that you can read from the moon, the print so large, you know, you can read it from the moon. And maybe pull them out and lay them there and pull something off of them. Notes that I took 30, 20, 40, 50 years ago. You might even, after a while, sound smart and sound like you know what you're talking about. That always helps, doesn't it? So, wasn't this good? Wasn't this good? And now, you know, these kids have these cell phones. I mean, these amazing young people, they're almost like little scientists. You give them something digital. Sometimes they know how to work things better than us older people do. Like he's talking about folders. I don't know how to do all the stuff that he was talking about. I do know how to, you know, hunt and peck. You know. And so he can organize his emails. I don't know how to organize my 14,000 that I used to have till I erased most of them. Most of them are sales pitches and companies, and I have tried to unsubscribe forevermore, and finally that wore me out, and I just thought, let it rip, Jack. Let it rip. All right. Charlie Brown's coming to help me tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, praise God. So if you have a phone, which you probably do, that could be your notepad. You can get free note apps. You can go up to the app store and download free note apps. One of my favorite, not only are those, but the ones, the reminder apps that you can use to remind yourself of things and write yourself a little note. Your phone will probably work better than your brain in your highly stressed world. When it comes to remembering things. And my phone's always going off, and like I have it somewhere, and it's charging, and it'll go off. I change the music and stuff. My wife goes, What was that? I said, just a reminder. We'll be laying in bed, you know. Right? What was that? Just a reminder going off. Just a reminder, don't worry about it. I remember the music, I don't know what that was about. Okay. Just a reminder. That was telling me to get up in the morning. Okay. Don't worry about it. I mean, the phone lights up, you know, because I keep my phone right there by my bed because there could be an emergency, you know. And so, anyway, but I've got all these reminders, things going off constantly all the time. And you type one in and you no longer need it, but it's still in your phone and it still goes off. So it's like, wow, talk about getting mileage out of these reminder alerts. Awesome. Minus 50. Okay, so praise God. What did the man preach about on Sunday? What did the bishop preach about on Sunday? You say he didn't preach. Yes, he did. Three times. Oh, man, we have a good time. Anything, any questions that Brother Dinkins is not just somebody that gets up to, he is in management. He's in the, what I would say, the upper echelons of management in a very famous company. Been around for a long time. If you knew the stresses that he deals with, the stuff that he has to negotiate through, you would thank God that he has survived it all and still kicking, praise God. But he is a leader, and he's a manager, and he's a trainer. Anybody have a question for him, or a comment or a question about this? This is one of the best things that you could ever. And, you know, don't expect perfect notes. None of my notes are perfect. Ember used to take awesome notes, and I would tease her. She'd bring them up when she was just a little kid, you know, and say, hey, Daddy, here are my notes. And if you have a little book, you know. And I'd say, oh, my lands. I said, you got better notes than I got. What are you doing? She would take awesome notes. It's a great, great practice. It also, you know, one of the biggest problems we have in our culture, Sister Vicki, we can't focus. There's so many things coming at us at the speed of live. We can't even focus. And there's something about note-taking that trains our brain. You know, that guy that wanted a job, this is a true story. He wanted a job. He was having trouble finding a job. So he put an ad in the paper, have brain, will train. Got a job. Have brain, will train. This thing... That's a pretty good little ad, you know. Have brain, will train. In other words, I'm willing to learn. I need a job. I'm willing to learn. Have brain, will train. You got a job. But our note-taking trains your brain to focus. It's like push-ups. It's like weightlifting. Mental, you know, weightlifting. It trains your brain to focus. One of the most difficult things to do in this generation because so much is coming at us. Okay. Praise God. Anybody have a... Okay, look at your notes. If you have notes, look at your notes. And just speak out real quick a note that maybe you took tonight. Just say it.
When there's so much information thrown at you, you can remember what you're doing.
Awesome. All right. I cruised through high school, but when I got into college, I was in trouble. So much information was being thrown at me, he said. Who else? Aaron.
What would happen if we didn't write it down?
Say it again.
What would happen if we didn't write it?
What would happen? What would have happened if the Bible writers hadn't taken notes? We wouldn't have a Bible. I saw somebody or heard somebody over here. Vicki?
Too short to wait.
Life is too short to wait. Taking notes on my soundbite on Bible studies. Look at that, man. Anybody else? Over here, Brother Tim? Wow, that was a poll taken in a church. The person that teaches Bible studies year long, the average of this poll, they said it was five people they averaged winning. That's amazing all by itself. To say, you know what, I think I'll do that this year because I want to win somebody. You know, I think I'll teach Bible studies. Just consistently and get better and better at it. Anything you keep doing, you get better at. Anybody else got a thought? I liked what he said about doctors taking notes. I like that. I'm so glad they take notes. Do you realize that some of us might be alive because some doctors took some notes through the years and helped us? They wrote down some notes, or they dictated to themselves. I've got one of those. I use it masterfully. And I got it on the cheap as well. Thank you, Jesus, for that. All right, anybody else? How many of you have noticed that, have you ever had like a song go through your mind, and just keep playing? Some of these great worship choruses that we have, there are some days like there's one that it'll play and it'll play and it'll play. And it's like, how did I turn that off? You can take something. It's driving me crazy. I love that song. But now after 3,422 times, I need to take a mental break. There's something about when you set things to music, it helps you to remember. You could take something you wanted to learn and you could put it to music and it would help you. All right. Let's pray together in closing. Praise God. I'm so glad, Lord, that you had some secretaries that took your word down longhand. Thank you, Lord, that you had some men and you had some servants, you had some prayer warriors, you had some saints, you had some people, Lord. You had some men and women that took your word down and they saved it for us. And they saved it for us. And we walked in that. And we've been blessed by that. We've been motivated by the truths that they captured. Thank you, God. Why don't we worship the Lord and thank him for the word of God. The notebook. Praise God. That God gave us, hallelujah, to help us grow and to help us deepen our walk with God. Wonderful Lamb, thank you so much for that. Lord, the scriptures help us to not take for granted our liberties as Americans. That we can, Lord, do Bible studies and we can witness and we can share notes from God with others, Lord, to minister to them. God, thank you for your word. Oh, praise God.